Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Herod was one of who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias hardened a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She had opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request. "I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in turn gave it to her mother. When the disciples heard about this, they came and took its body and laid in the tomb. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. According to the reading of Valtorta, by the time John the Baptist in the prison, Jesus went with her mother to visit him. So when the guard came in to cut the head of John Baptist, Jesus and Mary was present. So beautiful. Although John belonged to the Old Testament, but he had Jesus and Mary with him on his last day of his life. It's not important whether we belong to the Old Testament or New Testament. Important is that we believe God is with us. Believe Jesus is always accompanying us, no matter on a rough sea or on a deathbed is always present. What he expects from us is to tell him again, Jesus, we trust in you. Important is to love Jesus again. Many times it's difficult to meditate how to die for Jesus. We don't have this, at least I myself, I don't have this grace to meditate how I can offer my life to Jesus. But what I know is to live well His will, live well the will of God in every present moment. This is what I was taught, and I think this is one of the ways that we can live better, not for ourselves, but to live the will of God every present moment. No matter we are studying, working, whatever we are talking with people, just if our whole attention, love is not to build things of yourself, but to do things for the greater glory of God. So put down all these worries, no matter what things will happen tomorrow or this afternoon. It's important is to tell Jesus, Jesus, we trust in you. We just believe every moment to listen, to help wholeheartedly. Now and then tell Jesus, Jesus, I trust in you. I look at your presence, but just want to tell you, I love you. I want to follow you until the day of my death.